Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, it's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Before we get started, I want to thank the Tailblazer who calls themselves Prin. Thank you so much for your lovely 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Prin. If you'd like to support Girl Tales too, leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts or head to patreon.com/girltales and join one of our teams to get a bunch of cool Girl Tales stuff, like coloring pages, the scripts to our tales, and more. That's patreon.com/girltales. Also, we are teaming up with Drag Queen Story Hour to bring you a live holiday event where we will be reading our holiday tale, Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager. And at this event, you'll get to take professional photos with drag queen Mrs. Claus. Plus, there will be face painting, a temporary tattoo station, and a feminist photo booth. It'll be on December 8th at 12:30 p.m. at New Women's Space in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Get your tickets at girltalespodcast.com/events. I'll leave the link for you in our show notes. That's girltalespodcast.com/events. And now, on to our episode. This is Torta and Finch by Charlie Yvonne Simpson, based on the West African folktale, The Singing Tortoise. Enjoy!
We get to go up in the sky. We fly, we get to kiss the ground goodbye.
What's wrong, Finch?
Nothing.
Come on, tell me. We saw a worm and you didn't even get excited.
We saw a worm yesterday.
Yeah?
And I don't know, I just want something new to happen. Like, is this the rest of our lives? flying and looking for worms.
I mean, there is also nest building and mating and...
That's all there is?
We get to fly, Finch. That's not nothing.
I know.
Cheer up, Finch.
Huh.
We fly, we fly, we get to go up in the sky. Are you okay?
Huh? Yeah.
You just stopped flapping your wings and hit the ground and splat! You're lucky you're not a pancake. Who does that?
Yeah, I think I stopped flapping my wings because I forgot.
You forgot?
Do you hear that?
What?
Not alone. I got a voice that's not monotone.
I've never heard that song before.
Maybe a new bird has moved in.
Yeah, maybe. But wouldn't we recognize the song?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm hungry.
Then go eat.
Aren't you coming?
I want to see who's singing.
Really?
Yeah. It's something different, you know?
Eh, whatever. I'm leaving.
Sing and roam, but I don't need to be well known.
I have to know who that is. I'll follow the music.
Another day on my own.
Whoa!
Whoa, yourself! Why are you landing here?
Is that you singing?
Huh?
Were you just singing?
Maybe. It depends on who's asking and why.
Oh, I didn't mean to offend.
You didn't?
I just wanted to know. I thought the song was lovely. I was sure a new bird had moved in. But it's you and you're a...
I didn't say it was me yet.
I just saw you singing.
Eyes can be tricky. So can ears. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Ever heard of illusions?
Okay, but you are a singing turtle. That's amazing. That's so different. That's so cool. You should be...
Tortoise.
Huh?
I'm technically a tortoise, not really a turtle. Though it is confusing if you ask me, because when folks say turtle, they sometimes mean tortoise, and I think maybe we should just keep them all separate to be specific. But no one asked me, which is a real shame, if you ask me.
Do you talk a lot?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. You're a singing tortoise. Just as amazing and cool.
Thanks.
I'm Finch.
I'm Tortuga Tierra, but my friends call me Torta. My nickname can mean a cake, or a sandwich, or an omelet, or a pie.
You like being named after food?
I never thought about it. But... I like cakes and sandwiches and omelets and pies, so I think I am okay with it.
Torta, I think you... Wait, can I call you Torta?
Only if you want to be my friend.
I do, I really do.
Great! I could use a new friend. Put her there.
That was easy.
That's the way it should be. You find a friend, and then you're friends, and then the hard work comes.
The hard work?
Yeah. Being a good friend is no easy thing, my friend.
Oh, I guess I never thought about it.
Really? I think about it all the time. I think of my friends, and I think about how I am being a good friend to them today and how they are being a good friend to me today.
That seems like a lot of thinking.
It is. I think a lot. Maybe that's why I don't have as many friends as some other folks.
Oh, well... Maybe you'd have more friends if you sang in front of more folks, not just yourself.
But I sing for myself.
Okay, but Torta, I think others should hear your song.
Plenty of animals can. We are in a forest after all.
I know, but they don't know it's you. They probably think it's some dumb bird, not a tortoise.
Don't call yourself dumb.
Okay, fine, but you could be something really special.
I already know I am something special.
But...
No buts. I sing for me, no one else.
Oh.
What? Why the long face?
I was hoping you'd sing for me.
For you?
I mean, not for me, but I was hoping I could come hear you sing again. I could come visit and I could sit up on a branch while you sing below.
Why?
Because it's so nice. And maybe we can do a duet sometime.
What? Me? Duet with a bird? That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Why?
You are a bird.
So?
You're probably so much better than me.
Not true. You think I would have followed your song all the way here if I didn't think it was good?
Okay, you have a point.
I know I do.
Well, we are friends now.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess a friend of mine could come listen and maybe, just maybe, we could sing together.
Really?
Sure.
Yes.
But on one condition.
Anything.
It can only be you.
Huh?
You can't bring any of your bird friends or any of your non-avian friends. No other friends. And you can't tell them about me.
What? Why?
Them's the rules.
But they should know. They should know there is a turtle.
Tortoise.
Sorry. They should know there is a singing tortoise out in the world.
They won't believe you.
I think you may be right.
I am right. They won't believe you, and then you'll say, "You don't believe me? Well, I'll show you. Come with me." And then you'll be breaking the other rule.
You shouldn't be scared.
I didn't say anything about being scared.
Okay.
Listen, you want to be my friend? My good friend? Then you'll agree to the rules.
Okay, fine. Deal. High five? I should go. My mom is going to be looking for me.
That's nice.
That my mom worries so much?
Yeah. I didn't meet my mom.
You didn't?
No. Tortoises hatch and then pretty much are on their own.
Wow.
Just makes friends that much more important.
Yeah. Can you sing just a little before I leave? Just a little.
Fine. Another day on my own. In this forest I roam and roam. I'm by myself, but not alone.
See you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hey, Finch.
Oh, hi.
I'm bored. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Boring. Where do you want to go today?
Nowhere.
You're just gonna sit here all day?
Maybe.
Lies! You said that yesterday, but when I came back to see how you weren't here. Don't lie to me.
I left.
Right.
And then I came back.
I see that.
I might do the same today.
Yeah, I figured. Tell me, please. Please.
Ugh, fine. I'm going to see my friend.
What friend?
A friend.
I'm your friend.
I know, but I can have more than one friend.
Yeah, but I'm your oldest friend. I should know everything you're up to.
That's not really true.
Who is it? Who is this new friend?
No one. Nothing. Go away. Leave me alone.
I will not. This is not like you to go off 4 days in a row to some mystery place without me.
I'm not, like, looking for worms without you.
Okay, that's nice to know, but also not the point.
Listen, I can't. I promise to keep a secret, okay?
What? You are keeping secrets from me!
Robin, keep it down.
I will not! I will not! I will not!
Okay! I go to see my friend Torta!
Huh? Who is Torta?
A tortoise.
You made friends with a turtle?
A tortoise, yes.
I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
So can I meet her?
Oh, no.
Why not?
She's shy.
Okay.
She made me promise.
There's something you're not telling me.
Nope.
When did you meet Torta?
Huh? What? Oh, like 4 days ago?
That's the day you went off to hear that song.
Uh-huh. Maybe, I guess. Really? It was? Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
What? What?
Torta is the singer? A tortoise was singing that song? Don't lie.
Yes.
Whoa, that's so cool. I have to meet her. Unless you were lying. Are you lying? Don't lie to me.
You can't. I promised. I'm not lying.
She doesn't have to know.
What?
I'll follow you and hang back.
I don't think that's a good idea.
She won't even know.
But...
Come on.
Fine. But not a peep. Not one.
Okay, fine. Promise. Let's go.
Shh. You stay here.
Okay.
She flies, she goes up in the sky.
Not a peep.
I got it. I got it.
Hey, Torta!
Hey, Finch! I was just thinking about you. What's cooking today?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Why do you ask?
Because I always do.
Huh. Yeah. You do.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Fine.
You sure? You seem sweaty.
I'm not sure if birds sweat.
Your feathers are shaking.
They are?
Yeah. Are you cold? Are you nervous? Do you need something?
No. I think I'm just excited to see you and sing.
Oh, that's sweet, Finch.
I can be sweet. Also, I can be very unsweet. Very sour. Very, very sour.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, wanna sing? I wanna sing.
Another day on my own. In this forest I roam and roam. I'm by myself, but not alone. I got a voice that's not monotone. I sing and roam and am almost fully grown. I sing and roam, but I don't need to be well known. What was that?
I didn't hear anything. Why aren't you singing?
Because.
Because why?
Because there's something up. There's something awry. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Come out! Come out right now!
Hi.
Who are you?
He's with me.
He's with you?
Yeah, he's my friend. Robin, meet Torta.
How do you do?
Bad. I do bad.
Uh-oh.
You promised.
Torta,
I figured she was probably lying.
Huh?
Like a tortoise can sing? That's crazy. What a crazy idea. And turns out I was right.
You're not right. Torta can sing. She was before, you just didn't see her. Right, Torta?
Don't know how to sing in the slightest.
Torta!
I knew it. You don't have to lie, Finch. You are interesting, no matter what.
I wasn't lying.
Yeah. It was nice to meet you, Torta. Finch here means well.
I'm not sure she does.
I'm heading back. You coming?
Right behind you. Why did you lie?
Why did you break your promise?
I
see, There's no good reason.
Robin wanted to know, and he's my friend.
I was your friend.
Was?
You broke my trust. I asked for something and you agreed, and then you broke it. You broke through my boundaries. You broke our friendship.
Torta, come on.
No! It is really important to listen and respect your friends. You didn't. Goodbye, Finch.
Torta, please.
You can go away a lot faster than I can go away, so I think you should go.
Okay.
Chance, Finch! The mean friend in a pinch!
Torta! Torta? Torta, don't ignore me all day! Sing with me!
In this forest I roam and...
It's been like 2 days. Deaf not.
I'm by myself, but not alone.
I hear you, Finch.
But did you miss me?
You were here yesterday.
Yeah, but it's been almost a week since we were friends.
And there were years before that when I didn't even know you existed, so I'm good.
I'm so sorry, Torta. I wasn't my best self.
You've done this every day for like 8 days.
Yeah?
Just because you're singing doesn't mean I am going to sing.
I wasn't my best self.
Okay.
Okay? You'll be my friend again?
Oh, no. Just okay that you weren't your best self.
Oh.
Listen, Finch. I am happy. I'm a happy tortoise. A little lonely. But hey, it gets lonely when you can live a lot longer than most. And I'm happy to walk and eat and sing every day without anyone else. I was happy for you to join me sometimes, but you couldn't just do that. You had to tell Robin.
He asked where I was going. He figured it out.
Did even a little bit of you want to tell him so you could show him this new thing he didn't know about?
Maybe. Either way, I know I shouldn't have broken the promise I made.
Just go home, Finch.
But...
Go home. I'm going home.
Wait, I wrote a song for you.
Huh?
I wrote a song for you.
Let me tell you a story. One with a bit of allegory.
Maybe. I don't really know what that means.
A story that defies category. Because it is about Torta. Torta is a friend, the sort you want to the very end. Torta is a pal, the sort you want to boost morale.
That's as far as I got. Do you like it?
Yeah. Allegory is like a story or a piece of art that has a hidden meaning.
Oh, I feel like that works for the song.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to be my friend again if you don't want to. But I wanted to share that with you.
Let me tell you a story. One with a bit of allegory.
A story that defies category.
A story of friendship glory between a bird and a tortoise embarking on new territory.
won't do it ever again. I promise.
What about Robin?
He's already forgotten about it. He found a new place to get worms. And I promise to honor any agreements you and I make, even if he wants to know more.
Okay. It might take me a while to trust you again, fully.
That's okay.
I missed you, friend.
Me too. Because it is about Torta.
That was Torta and Finch by Charlie Yvonne Simpson, starring Baron Bass, Isabella Dawes, and Sofia Quiroga, with original music by Michelle J. Rodriguez and Charlie Yvonne Simpson. This episode was produced by Chad Shinai and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Grownups, you can follow us on Instagram at Girl Tales. And we've just recently started a Facebook group and a Slack channel called Girl Tales Grownups. It's for the grownups of kids who listen to Girl Tales. Search for Girl Tales Grownups and come join us. Don't forget to join our Patreon at patreon.com/girltales to get access to a bunch of cool Girl Tales stuff. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell all of your friends about Girl Tales. And remember, I believe in you. 'Cause you got-